Well, some of you might know, I grew up on the Iron Range, and by that I mean the part of the Iron Range that doesn't have an identity crisis every time people ask if it's on the Iron Range. It definitely was. But I think I can relate to folks here in Grand Rapids. You know, we could see the steam clouds pouring out of Eveleth Taconite from our house in the swamps of Zim. Beyond those clouds were all the towns and politicians. It seemed a distant concern. And like the Corleone family, I've moved my family west to consolidate power in a new place, Itasca County. We live out in the woods northeast of here, Balsam Township. Proudly send our kids on the big yellow bus to attend Grand Rapids schools. And I'm still getting used to the idea of cheering for Grand Rapids at sporting events. It's a process. I'm working up to it. I think Eric and the actual Wolf over there, I think they can help me, I hope, get used to it. Itasca County is, despite a century of mining and logging, an unshakably natural place. It's a mid-sized county, home to more than 1,000 freshwater lakes in a land of 10,000 lakes. There are parts of the county where you just can't drive in a straight line across the county. There's too many lakes. You know, I think about it. I listen at home and I hear an engine in the distance, and I know that it would take me 20 minutes to drive to wherever that engine is to find it, even though I can hear it right across the other side of a grove of trees. And then other days, I hear wolves howling on the other side of the grove of trees, and I think it would take them about 30 seconds to get here. And that's Itasca County. Of course, the people used to go by water. I enjoy reading and listening to folks talk about the old days when it took 2 days to get to town from where we live. They had to go by water, fording and portaging through woods and swamps and Lawrence Lake and the Prairie River to finally get to Grand Rapids where they could purchase groceries. I do the same task in about half an hour. I take the minivan. I drive it down Highway 7. Sometimes the minivan needs gas. So I stop at the gas station, and there's a candy bar there. It looks pretty good. I shouldn't eat that. It wouldn't be very healthy, but it's a real struggle. I got to think about it. Am I going to eat that candy bar or not? Maybe I'll just get a Diet Coke, and that is a modern problem. Because within half an hour, I'm right there in town. Among the biggest concerns right now are invasive species. Sure, everyone's worried about the Asian carp coming up the river from the south. We've had Eurasian water milfoil in several lakes for years now. But the big news this year is that they found zebra mussels in sand and little sand lakes. Now, this is a problem because these little mussels...
Hey! Hey, you!
I'm sorry, what? What are you?
Well, you're over there yap, yap, yapping about them little clams. All of a sudden, you got big problems. Your dopey little show has a big old mussel zebra. And let me tell you, we reproduce just fine. Am I right, ladies? Oh, yeah.
I've never seen anything quite like this. Joining us on stage is what appears to be a muscle-bound bipedal zebra. My God, you have fingers! How?
Only reason zebras and horses and such don't got fingers is because they don't work that zone. I work all the zones. Hear that, ladies? All the zones. Oh, yeah.
Why are you here?
Well, initially I came here to jack big timbers through the snow like Rocky and Rocky IV when he was getting ready to fight the big Russian. But then it got nice out, so I thought, I'll stay and work on my tan.
I didn't know zebras can tan.
Well, half of us do. Oh, yeah.
Do we need to worry about muscle zebras the same as we do zebra muscles?
I should crack your spine for even asking. Should you worry? You better worry. I can bench a rhino. You know what a rhino weighs? Neither do I, but it's a lot, and you better think about that before you go spouting off, buddy.
So are there more of you?
Oh, yeah. Down at Blandon Beach, there's a whole bunch of us. We're lifting, we're squatting, we're doing muscle zebra things. The ladies, they kind of like to stop by and watch. The guys, too. We don't mind. Muscle zebras like it both ways. Oh, yeah.
Well, I was in the middle of my monologue. I can still finish it if you let me, all right?
Whatever, dude. Muscle zebra's got to work his pecs.
Okay. Well, I was about to talk about how a place like Itasca County gives a sense of hope.
Oh, yeah.
You can always find hope in the wilderness. I'm sorry. That's really distracting. This monologue is like the only reason I'm here. I'm trying to relate to the audience, and you're over there grunting like this is some kind of gym. It's not a gym. This is a very important radio show.
Whatever, dude. You should have checked your boat.
What? 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 Not another vortex! A late 19th century steamboat has just crashed onto the stage of the Rafe Center. Zebra, Zebra, are you okay?
Yeah, man, ask the boat. I just stopped it with my chest. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 29th June, 2013, Captain's Log. This is Captain Ignatius Engelberger, Tarfleet. Our steamboat was returning from Grand Rapids when a swirling vortex of light sucked us into a portal to another time. We have arrived in the future. As we descended from the space-time portal, we noticed that this Grand Rapids have been dammed up, and we have landed in the midst of a strange theater where men and, egads, even some women speak into electronic devices for what appear to be entertainment purposes.
Hi, Captain. I was just telling the Muscle Zebra we're doing a show.
Yeah, Captain, and I was just about to tell you thanks for messing up all my body oil with your stinky old ship.
Unhand me, devil horse! My leg!
Ooh, dude, sometimes I forget my own strength. Sorry, dude, here's your leg.
What good does that do me? Modern science doesn't allow for the reattachment of limbs.
Hold on there, Captain. I'm happy to report that here in the future, doctors can do just that. Let's haul you down to Grand Itasca and get you stitched up.
Oh, joy! Say, Devil's Horse, hand me my leg.
Your what? Oh, you wanted that? Because I just ate it.
Foul beast! I shall draw my pistol.
Now, hold on, Captain. We don't have time for all that. Let's get you fixed up. Here, bring in staff, if we could bring in some help here. How about this microphone stand? Use that as your peg leg. Do we have any people to help out here? Get this microphone stand over there. Okay. All right. How's that looking? Didn't captains always have peg legs back in your time?
Not if they're any good at their work.
Well, we don't have a lot of options. Seriously. Still with the flexing? All right. Okay, there. Our crew has affixed a microphone stand on your leg. Walk around on that. See how that feels. Okay, you feel all right?
In a word, no. But I shan't stay any longer. Back to my boat I go. The vortex will take me to a time far superior to this one. Good day, sir.
Wait, Captain, stop! The muscle zebra is attached to your hull! Stop, you've got to check your hull! Huh. Well, that's how that happens, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Check your hull every time.